Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 11. I'm doing this on a Friday, would you believe? Friday, September 23rd, where the hurricane's gonna happen here in Houston. And first thing in the morning, well, it's 11 o'clock, we kind of slept late. Woof! Oh my god, I love my neighbors. Big daddy bear there. Whoa! Anyway, okay, I'm on my way out to get the most important thing in the morning. Coffee! We need to get coffee. We have three people here. My husband and a friend of mine who's staying in... who lives in the southwest side of Houston. He joined us today for this hurricane... during this hurricane, so we could... I believe it's really bad down there right now at Southwest. It is weakening, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, I hope you guys were able to download episode 10 yesterday, Thursday. That, oh my god, the coffee place is closed. Dang. Going on. Oh shit, there's no more. I hope they're open. They're all locked up. Okay, there's no coffee here. Now this is bad. It's really, what do you call this? This is the start of the disaster. There's no coffee. We can't get coffee anywhere. Anyway, people camping here. Oof. Yep, there are people who are just staying here at the coffee place at the Phillips 66 here in 1960. Anyway, that sucks. I don't think there's any establishment that's open right now. So now I'm gonna try to head down east and try my luck somewhere. Oh, a food mart. People are going crazy driving here. Anyway, okay, I'll pause for a minute. All right. Went to the coffee place. No more coffee. So, this is it. It's the end of the world. There's no coffee. No, I'm kidding. No, that's okay. We'll probably make do with instant coffee for now. And there's no ice either. Oh well. Never been through a hurricane this bad before. But, we'll see what happens. It's still too early to tell. It's only 11:10 a.m. on this Friday, September 23rd. And, gosh. It's really sad. People are panicking. I don't think it's going to be that bad. Because it's switching to the right a bit. So, I don't know. Well, I'm on my way home. I failed to get my housemates some coffee. So, but my husband is making some blueberry muffins. Woohoo! Oh, that's a joy. Yep, we're gonna have blueberry muffins. Now on my way home, probably you guys get this blog. This audio blog has become, their podcast has become an audio blog all of a sudden because of the situation. Well, I hope you guys understand. And, well, at least you guys get first-hand experience of a cub. First-hand experience. A cub's first-hand experience of a hurricane here in Houston. Oh, well. I'll add more to this a bit later. I'll be signing off for a while. Woof. Okay, I'm almost home and there's this daddy bear again. Woof. Okay, take off your shirt. Take off your shirt! No, he doesn't want to. Oh my god. Maybe this is the best time to say hi. Alright, talk to you guys in a bit. Alright, I'm here at home. Just going to prepare a little for the upcoming Hurricane Rita. the bitch called Rita. So what am I doing here? I am now collecting all my papers, and your passport and stuff, just in case you need. That's what you need to bring when you're going for an evacuation. Not that I'm evacuating or anything. We're gonna stay home here. We're just gonna experience some winds, strong winds and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, if you're evacuating or going anywhere, make sure you have your proper papers. So that's what I'm doing. Alright, on the way here, what am I going to say? Fortunately, we have a cat here. Okay, I'm just telling you guys what's going on. I will be back. Okay, well, in the bedroom, walking around here, we have to prepare for the hurricane still. Well, while waiting for Hurricane Rita to visit Houston, we decided to watch a DVD. Finding Nemo. Yes, it's a very, very exciting movie. Very heartwarming. Well, for me, whenever I watch Finding Nemo, I always get horny when I watch it. Oh, sorry. Finding Nympho. I get horny when I watch Finding Nympho. Okay. Yo. Talk to you guys later.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Jeff. He's on the other
Hello.
Line.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
So, have you boarded your house?
No. Have not boarded it. I didn't have enough boards to board it.
I see. Okay. Yeah, we decided not to board anything here either, so we're just gonna withstand or just wait for the Hurricane Rita.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, it's 5:25 p.m. and the sky is starting to get dark and we're getting gusts of wind, but nothing really major. Is that what it's like where you are?
Yeah, it's very windy. It's starting to rain here also. And, not really rain, but, just sprinkles and stuff. And it looks like we're getting the edge of it for now. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, same here. Only no rain here yet. It's just gusts of wind. It'll get real windy, and then it gets real still. And then it gets real windy, and then it gets real still. Mm-hmm. And then, but the sky's dark.
Yeah. Oh. I also remember I'm supposed to go to Bears to the Coast today. Yeah, I called them up.
It's been quite a wild time.
Yeah, I know. I called them up today and I left. Because I received an email from them saying that, hey, you have a reservation. You have to come over. Something like that. So, okay. So I called them up and canceled it. And it looks like they're going to move the event next year or so. So. We'll see what happens to that.
Mm-hmm. So, they're moving it to next year. They're just canceling it for this year, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to do it next year. Hopefully you could go there next year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I should.
Yeah. There's nothing like South Padre Island.
After this week's over, we should go somewhere next week.
Well, I sure hope so. Don't you think that there's going to be trees on the road, trees on the ground? Power lines, posts, and
I hate to think of it.
I know, but we'll see. I know they're going to clean up afterwards, I hope. And power, did you guys fill up your bathtub already?
I'm about to.
Oh, you're about to. Okay.
Yeah, I think the water would be the last thing that we would lose, though. Power is probably the first thing to go.
Yeah. Should start charging all our cell phones, especially yours. You always lose power in your cell phone. Mm-hmm.
This is like an audio version of the Blair Witch.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So we call it the Bear Witch.
The Bear Witch.
Bear Bitch.
Bear Bitch. So have you heard from anyone else? Like Mark. He's stuck in Toronto, right?
Mark is stuck in Toronto. I heard from my friends in Dallas. saying, "Why aren't you here?" And people in my friend in Atlanta said, "You know, be safe." I've been hearing from a lot of people, mm-hmm. so you know, just here and there. And
oh, yeah.
There's a few of us that are here riding it out. There's the four of us that I can think of right now. Five of us. I'm sure if I sit here longer, I can think of more.
I know.
But most everybody else that I know has gone to Dallas or somewhere.
Yeah. I heard there's a lot already there. They spent about 18 hours driving. Would you imagine that?
Was that, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think I can do that. So what are you going to do while you're waiting for...
Right now I'm watching TV, but I've downloaded some podcasts. Those. When the power goes out, I'll have my iPod all charged.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
Listen to that.
Yeah, I should do the same. And I think I have enough battery power, so I could last the whole night. I hope, because this is the old iPod Mini. Anyway, so are you going to watch bear videos or something? No?
No.
No? Not with your folks around.
Doing?
No, well, probably. We can do that until the power runs out. Yeah.
That's funny.
I know. And so tomorrow, just make sure that we call each other up probably tomorrow.
Okay.
And let's check up on the other guys too.
Yeah, I've been doing that, sending out my text messages.
Ah, I see, okay.
And broadcasting text messages.
Podcasting text messages. Oh, yeah, but when I call it, speaking of podcasting, the last episode, yeah, I featured Justin.
So, oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so.
Hope the people made a little bit of, you know, it doesn't require a whole lot of money, just, you know, a little donation here and there will help.
To our audience there listening, Justin is our friend in Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City, and he had a problem, and he's accepting donations right now. So please visit his website.
Had everything that he owned stolen from him.
Yeah, so. Everything that he's got was stolen. So if you guys have any extras, please help him out. The link will be on the website, so you'll see it. Okay, so have you gone through your cans of sardines already, or tuna?
No. It hadn't even started yet.
Yeah, I know.
We gotta wait till the storm hadn't even hit here yet.
I
can't just like stock up on food and then eat it all before it gets here.
Yeah, could eat some spam.
No, I won't eat that stuff.
Don't eat that. What if that's the only thing you can
or
eat
Vienna
in the world?
Sausages.
Oh, with Vienna sausage? Yeah, we got those. Oh yeah.
With that jelly in between.
Yeah. Don't you want? What if that's the only thing you can eat? Let's say those are stuck in an island and that's the only food they would give you.
Of course, I would eat it in that case.
Oh, okay.
But because I got a preference,
okay.
If I got a choice, I'm not going to. But if I don't have a choice. Yeah, of course I'm gonna survive.
Yeah, let's eat some pig slips and
yeah, pig soup.
Mhm.
Pig's ear soup and chicken feet.
Yeah, buffalo style chicken feet. No.
There isn't much nutrition in chicken feet, is there?
No, I don't even think it's good in fiber either. So. Anyway, let's not talk about that. It's gross. So, okay. So, what's for dinner tonight? Are you guys gonna? Your mom made some.
Probably hot dogs.
Hot dogs? We can do that
yeah.
too. Let's top that. Yeah. What do you think? We should. Yeah. I have a friend here from Southwest Houston who evacuated. He's our refugee for the weekend. His name is Dick, and he's here with us, joining us for the weekend. So, he brought some hot dogs. Probably we can do some hot dogs.
Sounds like fun.
So
Sounds like fun. Why don't you come over? Let's have a hurricane party. How's that?
I think I'll stay here.
You?
Not that I wouldn't. That sounded rude. No, I meant I think I'll just not get out. I don't want to get out and try.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
But I mean, you know, I'd just rather stay, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Because it's already starting.
You know, I just realized that after this, after, by tomorrow, 12 hours from now, there's going to be trees and posts on the road, so you can't go anywhere at all. So that's the scary part.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, not at all, no.
It's going to be kind of scary. It's going to be, and hopefully we have our houses left.
I know. Well, but I think at our position here, somewhere in the north side of Houston, it's going to be okay. Looks like we're just going to have some shingles off the roof, but not necessarily, Dorothy's house type, you know, flying in the air like a Wizard of Oz thing. I don't think that's going to happen.
Did you say that for your gay cred?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody loves Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You watch that every year. You watch that every time.
I never liked that movie.
You never liked that movie?
The Witch scared me when I was a kid.
I see, okay.
And then as I got older, I just didn't like it.
I see. Well, I don't know. I'd only watched that about 3 or 4 times in my life. I really didn't watch it that much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen it way too many times.
I see. You could sing the lines already, can you?
Mm. And so that was a tornado in Kansas.
There's a tornado.
This is a hurricane in Houston.
That's right.
I think we should rename our team the Houston Hurricanes.
Houston Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Sounds like a drink. It's a rugby team? Is it already a rugby team? It sounds like a rugby team.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Houston Hurricanes. It's got a lot of wind. And
but they serve them beans every dinner.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, goodness. Well, I guess...
Yeah, why is that? Why do they serve barbecue and beans at Bear Runs?
I don't know.
That could be a topic you should talk about.
That's right.
Why serve beans at a Bear Run?
I don't know. So that they'll have, there'll be bad dates that evening? I don't know. That's right.
Yuck.
I remember what do you call this? Didn't they do that? They do that in a Bear Run in Dallas, I think.
CBRU, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. They've been good. I mean, they serve a lot of barbecue. And, they come with beans too, right? So. But that's on a Sunday when everybody's going home, so that's okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so what are we going to do? We're bored. What are we going to do?
I know.
Yeah. What if we go to Midtown Spa? Let's see what's happening there.
I don't think so. I think it's a little late to be getting in your car and going anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys listening to this in the next few hours, if you have still have power, and you guys are in Houston, just make sure that you have enough gas and don't go to any bathhouses tonight. There's no one there. And,
that's what you call a real slut.
A what slut?
A real slut.
A real slut? No, during a hurricane, you still go to the bathhouse.
Have to go there during the hurricane.
Yeah, that's right. They seek seek shelter in the bathhouse.
Okay, well.
But anyway, okay. We'll talk to you later. Be safe. And then I'll upload this very soon. And I will catch you later. Okay, let's call each other tomorrow or tonight, okay? Let's see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
Do you
yeah.
work
What's
out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hello, guys. Despite of the upcoming hurricane that's coming to us right now, I'm still able to do this Woof, what a bear portion of the show. All right. Who is our Woof, what a bear feature today? It's Bubba Will. He's in North Louisiana. I hope he's safe there, because I know the Hurricane Rita is on the way there. But anyway, this guy's Bubba Will. B-U-B-B-A-W-I-L. Bubba Will in Bear 411. He's a friend of ours in the softball team, and he played with us last June, I think, during the tournament. He's a great guy, and you have to check out his website. Anyway, let me read his profile here. Okay, I am 44 years old, 5'10", 255, shaved head, Fu Manchu stash, hazel eyes. I am a quiet country guy who likes rodeos, horses, motorcycles, and most sports, either as a player or a spectator. Play softball, volleyball, golf, and bowling. I am an old-fashioned romantic, a provider and protector. I am a one-on-one type of guy. Once caught by someone, that is all I need. I do not believe in open relationships, infidelity, and most of all, not being true to oneself. I expect a partner to be his true self, hardworking, financially stable, goals in life, and wants a true relationship. Yet he should also be compassionate, humorous, willing to enjoy life to its fullest. I don't ask for much in life, but I can give the world for the right guy. There. Okay. Gosh. Okay, so visit his website. He's a big daddy bear. Check it out. It's kind of cute. He's very good. We played the softball, and I remember him giving tips. He's a funny guy too. If you see him in a Bear 411, just drop him a line, or you can visit his website at bear411.com/BubbaWill. See the website on the bearpodcast.com front page. Okay, I think I have enough podcasting for this weekend. So, I will have to close the line for now and keep you guys updated on the weekend. What's going to happen to us? Whoa. Just stay tuned for the next episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And this is real life unfolding right now. So, well, if you guys have any comments and suggestions or anything, any message you want to bring, just send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, or you can call my hotline at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave me a voice message and I might be able to play it in the next show. So you guys take care and wish us luck here in Houston. And I think about half hour from now, after this recording, we'll be getting a lot of wind right now from Rita. Okay, so you guys take care. Houstonians, be safe. And all you guys, wish us luck here. And hope to podcast again by next week. So I'll talk to you guys later. Many wolves and many hugs.